Okay, I need to record a ramble because I am frazzled and talking helps calm me down. My heart is absolutely racing. I almost ran into the back of some old lady. I'm just trying, to not have an anxiety attack right now. Tacoma, can you figure out where the fuck you're going? This asshole has had cut in front of me and he's had his blinker on forever. I'm passing all these driveways. I do not like driving in areas that I don't know, that I'm not familiar of. I don't know this area well. Oh my gosh. Finally. Oh, you guys, my heart is beating so fast right now. Don't you fucking dare cut in front of me. I swear to God, some asshole almost pulled out in front of me. Okay. Let me just take some deep breaths so I can tell y'all what happened. Okay, so it all started Saturday. Got off my phone. So Saturday, I'm even feeling lightheaded. That was just crazy. Okay, sorry guys. So Saturday I noticed that my turtle had a tapeworm, and so tapeworms are an eternal parasite, and you can look them up. They're really disgusting and gross and scary. So I noticed he had a tapeworm. I called the closest vet to my house and made an appointment, and then they called me back, and then they told me that I had him illegally and that I needed a permanent license that said I could have him. So I'm freaking out, right? Because I want to keep him forever and ever. Love him already. He's already a part of my family. And so I asked, can y'all point me in the direction I need to get this permit or whatever? Turns out try not to jump. Bro. God, I hate this area. This area sucks. Just saying. Anyways, so they said, call Texas Parks and Wildlife, figure it out. I said, what can I do in the meantime for the tapeworms? I'm really kind of freaking out because tapeworms get to be absolutely humongous, and my turtle, I found out today, weighs only barely 30 grams. So, anyways, yeah. So, do I need to get on here? Can I stay on the feeder road? Can I please stay on the feeder road? What the fuck is this? I think I can stay here. I don't know this area. I don't like driving. Don't like driving where I don't know. I stick to my radius and I stay there. anyways, so, because Houston just can't figure what the fuck they're doing with the roads and shit. It's fucking confusing. There's construction everywhere. This lane's closed and this lane's closed and this road's closed and people don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm in this area, so I drive slower. Except earlier I was racing to get here. Okay, so they said, sorry, I keep jumping all over the place. They said, call Texas Parks and Wildlife. They should be able to help you, blah, blah, blah. So what can I do with the tapeworms? They said, try Tractor Supply or PetSmart. They should have a dewormer. Because Tractor Supply sells dewormer and vaccination and stuff for, big breeds. I was in FFA in high school, so I know that. And I know how to get to my nearest Tractor Supply. So drove out there. Turtle, he refused to sell me anything, wouldn't even open. They keep it locked, obviously, because it's controlled medications. Wouldn't even let me look at it. Wait, they told me no and sent me away. It's like, whatever, you don't want my money, okay, that's fine. I should just take that road because I know that road. Sorry, like I said, I'm reading street signs and shit. And their signs are confusing as get out. Okay, so Texas Parks and Wildlife, their 800 number does not open up until 8 a.m. Monday morning, which was today. It's now 10:22, by the way, for me, which, you know, not that that really matters because I don't know when I'll post this. I promise as soon as I'm done eating breakfast this morning, I will try to post all my rambles, which is going to be one giant mashup. Not giant mashup, but like a giant thing. So they said I needed a permit, but then they couldn't tell me how. So I went to PetSmart. Tractor Supply, the guy wouldn't tell me anything. Then I went to PetSmart. And now all this stuff I'm looking up while we're driving. Because luckily I had someone drive me. So I could look this stuff up online. I'm reading this stuff. It's really confusing. They make it seem like a permit. Like, some of it, it only seemed like I needed a permit if I was going to breed or sell him, which I'm not doing. I am simply keeping him as my pet, and that's it. So it's really confusing, and I didn't quite understand it. So then I go to PetSmart. PetSmart says red-eared ciders, which are one of the most common, like, turtles you really see. And now those... Is this my road? This is my road. All right. I can go. Yay, I know this road. Okay, so we're good. I just have a long, straight drive for a while. Okay. So, anywho, they didn't know anything I was talking about. They didn't have any sort of dewormer at all. They told me that it was, like, they couldn't sell it, which is, they could, but they don't. They didn't know anything about the permits or anything. And they said, you know, then I'm thinking, okay, well, they make it seem this thing, the possible permit I might have needed would have been a non-game collection license, is what it's called, I think. And you can buy them wherever hunting and fishing licenses are sold. So, I go to Academy. I ask them if they have any idea. The guy there at the time didn't know anything. And he said, you know, just call your game warden or call them first thing Monday morning. I'm like, okay. So, I wait until this morning. And in this time, Saturday night and then yesterday night, passed two more tapeworms to freak me out. It's worrying me. And then I worry a lot, you know, and so I start seeing things that probably, like, weren't that big of a deal. Like him sleeping a lot and wanting to just sleep, and the way he eats, you know, it's like when you start freaking out and you start seeing signs when they're not really there. It's like your mind's just making them up because you're almost looking for it, if that makes sense. So yeah, kind of freaking out, like literally, like almost crying. It's one of my friends. I'm so worried, and he's, like, trying to calm me down, like, he's gonna be okay, he's not gonna die. I just, you know, and then my other thing is, you know, and then I'm getting, like, pressure from family, and they're, do you really want to invest that much money into this turtle you found for free, blah, 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 you know, what if he dies anyways, but, like I was telling my friend, if something were to happen to him, I would want to say that I did absolutely everything I could in my power to save him, which is taking him to a vet, right? You know, and then that way I had some questions. I got to actually speak to a vet who knows what they're talking about instead of just reading stuff online and, you know, talking to people who think they know what they're talking about and stuff. So it was really nice to be able to talk to a vet. I feel a lot better now. I'm a lot calmer. About this whole ordeal. So, like I said, you know, went to Academy, they didn't know anything. So I call this morning, Texas Parks and Wildlife. They don't know. First of all it is a bunch of menus. It's a bunch of press this number for this, press this number for this, press this number for this. And oh, that's my charm bracelet. Sorry, I talk with my hands a lot because I'm on a long stretch. I'm not driving that fast. I'm just driving with my hand. That no one's really around them, so not that I'm gonna like swerve all over the road like an idiot, but still, just saying. So they're not answering me, and I call the original vet's office back and spoke to them because, like I said, they told me I needed a permit or a license, they would not see him without one. And I told them. I said, I called Academy. Okay, so there's an Academy closer to that vet clinic that I was going to have to go to. So I call Academy and I say, can I, you know, because some of these guys who have like all their hunting and fishing licenses and, you know, obviously if they're having to sell them to people, then they know what the different licenses are for and stuff like that. So I call Academy and I say, can I speak to your person, whoever does the licenses, you know, let me talk to them. This guy was so nice. I was talking to him on the phone for quite a while. We were trying to figure out, because, you know, I had a whole bunch of stuff pulled up online from Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Whatever, I was really confused, and even he was like, I guess, he's like, from what you're saying and from what I'm reading, the non-game collection license is what makes the most sense. The other one that I was reading was the non-game commercial dealer license, which, like I said, that's if you're capturing, selling, or reselling, or breeding them, and stuff like that, which I'm not doing. And so it was really confusing. And, but the sad part was, is he said, I wouldn't be able to, like, you'd have to go in and they'd have to enter your information. Because he said something along the lines of, he thinks that they could sell it to me. They sell it there. However, whether or not, traffic. And this Honda is driving so fucking slow. What the hell? God, why do I get stuck behind all the idiot drivers today? Like, the speed limit's 50, dude. Anyways, so... that's, you know, I have it in my mindset that right now, you know, my turtle is going to die. I need to rush to Academy. I need to get this perimeter license. I call the vet back and I'm like, is your reptile vet there? No, they're not there. But we have one who also sees reptiles on the side. It's just not our main one. But they're doing surgeries today. Cause like I said, I used to work at a vet clinic. I know how it is. Some days they only do surgeries. So they don't always want to see clients. Sometimes they will if it's an emergency or whatever. Jeez, what's with the fucking traffic? Anyways, so she said she was going to call me back. I'm looking up reptile vets. I probably called 10 vets within 10 minutes. You know, I just want to find a vet who can see in the soonest. Preferably not being the most expensive, but at the same time, you know, I get paid this week. I have money. Right now, I have cash saved that for emergencies and stuff. And I see him as an emergency. You know, I love him and he's my pet. He's a living creature. Like I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to save him. So I call this clinic. And I'm like, you know, hey, do you see reptiles? And they say, yes, we do. And I'm like, awesome, I have, you know, a baby snapping turtle, and I know for sure he has tapeworms, that's what it is, and, you know, how much is it gonna cost, and it didn't cost that much, and, you know, how much does y'all's fecal test cost if they were to run that, because he did poop this morning, so I was able to get it for them, because they're really hard to, you have to basically do, like, a mini enema in reptiles to get a fecal sample from them, and, they're like, oh, it's this much, and honestly, considering it's not that pricey, and like I said, I just want to get this done and over with, and yeah, so, I call, and I'm like, what's the soonest y'all can get him in before 2, because I have work at 3, and, they're like, oh, we can see him at 11:20, and I said, do you have anything sooner than that, and they said 9:20, and keep in mind, this phone call is happening at 8:45. I said, okay, 9:20 it is. I will be there. And then I called back while I was driving because I thought about the permit thing. I didn't even think to ask them. And I said, do I need a permit? And they said, no, you do not need a permit or a license. That is not true. So, I drive to this place. It takes me a little bit and get a little lost because I'm not familiar with the area. But I get there. And they see him. And he looks healthy. Obviously, he has parasites. That's, you know, obvious thing. But he is healthy. And they are ordering the medicine for him because he only weighs 30 grams. He's really tiny. They have to order a special compound of it. Which is fine. You know, I got confirmation from the vet. He's going to be okay. I got some questions answered about... proper care and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm really happy and good and calm. So, and the visit was super fast. I was really happy. The girls that worked there were super sweet. Took tons of pictures of him because they thought he was just the cutest little thing ever. Which, I mean, I'm going to agree, he is. So, then, you know, I'm leaving and I see a Chick-fil-A. So, I go to Chick-fil-A because they were still serving breakfast. Breakfast is at 10:30 at Chick-fil-A. I'm hungry, you know, I've been freaking out. I didn't really eat last night. I also didn't sleep well at all. I even took Benadryl to go sleep. Saturday night, I, like, slept for maybe, like, 3 hours. That was it. And even then, I slept Sunday morning more than I did Saturday night, if that makes any sense. So I took Benadryl last night because I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep and I knew I had work today. And I still didn't sleep that long. Or that much, which is why I'm yawning. I'm probably going to take a nap today. I have a headache, too, from exhaustion. So, anyways, what was I saying? Yeah. Oh, so I go to Chick-fil-A. And then because the roads here are weird, I had to turn into a parking lot. I couldn't, like, make a straight-up U-turn. So I had to turn left into a parking lot, and then I was going to come out of the parking lot and go down the right way. Well, there's this car in front of me, and now keep in mind, they have dividers between the roads, which is why I couldn't just make a U-turn. I had to make a left turn into a parking lot. And so, you know what? Let's go get you some guppies, mister. We'll do that on the way home. So I'm going to be passing by the same place where we get the guppies. Anyways, so, yeah. So I'm driving. Oh, so this lady's in front of me. She turns on her left turn signal. Okay, except you can't turn left there. That's driving the wrong way. Like, you can't do it. Slow AF left turn here because I've drink, big old drink, and I'm just cool. Maybe this one. So, yeah, we drive down. But, sorry, I just like completely blank. Oh yeah, so she's in front of me, puts on her left turn signal, and I'm like, are you serious, what the heck? And she basically pulls out halfway, acts like she's gonna go, and stops. I'm so close behind her, I honestly, for a second, thought I hit the back of her car, and then I realized she had her reverse lights on, and I honked on the horn, I laid it, I was like, bitch, what the fuck, you crazy, like, this is not okay, I don't know what the hell she was thinking. Absolutely insane. Oh, it was just crazy. And so, that's what freaked me out. And that's why I was like, I need to record. I need to talk it out. Calm down. Because I was just getting so... Oh, it scared me half to death. And then it, you know, made me angry. Because I don't... That's not what I need right now. I don't have the money for that crap. Or anything. It's just so stupid. But things are good now. I have food that I will enjoy when I get home. My turtle is doing good. They are ordering the medication for him. I now know how to drive to that place, so it won't be that big of a deal next time. He's healthy. We're going to pick up some fish for him to eat. I'm sure that'll make him feel a lot better. And yeah. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do for the day. I'll probably take a nap and then work on schoolwork or something.